You're with Virginia on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Not suggesting this morning that anyone listening to this station has gone down and tried to punch a teacher, but on reflection, have you regretted the tone you used, the language you used, the perhaps aggressive manner in which you went and took up an issue that at the time you believed you were perfectly entitled to raise with the teacher? Did you ever apologise or withdraw it? Well, there might be some law changes made that might even prevent you from going up to school in the first place. I'd love to hear from you, particularly if you work in education. I know you're going to have some hair-curling stories. Glenda Harry is joining you now, principal of Orchard Grove Primary School. Glenda, good morning. Good to talk to you.
Good morning, Virginia. Thanks for having me on.
Tell me a story. Tell me about one of the things that's happened to you that sticks in your mind.
Well, it wasn't at the school that I was at now, but a few years ago I was out in a very large P-12 school, actually, that had a lot of issues in the community. And we'd unfortunately had a family that needed to have some intervention through DHS, and the mother had actually been put into hospital for mental health issues. Mm-hmm. And she was very angry because her children were going to be possibly taken away from her. And she escaped from hospital and came looking for us down in the school, and we were told that she had a knife. Thankfully for me, I was only new to the school and she wasn't sure of my name, and she got my first name and my AP's last name and blended them together. So that sort of helped to protect me a little bit. But yes, our school went into lockdown and the police were there trying to make sure that she didn't come to the school, and it was very difficult for the children as well as the staff, and an awful experience actually to know that someone was out there looking for you and blaming you, and we were told that yes, she had a knife.
That's a pretty extreme example of what you're describing there, and yes. I'm sorry all of you had to go through it. On a more day-to-day level, do we describe that there is a high level of aggression from the parent body towards schools?
There can be. Luckily in my school, not so much. However, over the years, I've been here 11 years now, and I have had the odd experience of had a drug-affected parent once come who didn't have access to his students, or his children rather, and he came to the school looking for me. And that's when it's fantastic to have a principal office with two doors. No joke, it really is important.
Hang on, why? You lock one and run out the other?
Correct. Yes, because my office door actually opens up into the foyer. So if a parent comes in and is volatile or aggressive, I haven't got a hope of getting away. So they're going to be in my room before I know it.
Glenda, my head's spinning here. Mm-hmm. You're saying that a key important part of the design of a principal's office is to have an escape hatch.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's a pretty poor situation.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But it really is important. And in that case, he was hammering at my door, and I literally was able to get out and go to another place in the school to get away from him. So in the community general and my role on the VPA, the Victorian Principals Association, and mentoring other principals, because I've been in the principal class around 15 years, I hear stories all the time of principals under pressure, from verbal abuse to threatened physical abuse and so on. And it really adds a dreadful, nasty layer onto your job, which is already very stressful. So this initiative by the government, fantastic.
You like
it? Sends a really strong message. Yeah, I think it does. Twofold, really. For principals to feel supported, and a message to the community that this kind of behaviour isn't tolerated, a bit like what's happened with the paramedics and emergency services.
This bill, which is being introduced today, is the Education and Training Reform Amendment Protection of School Communities Bill. And what it does, it allows schools to ban parents who might engage in threatening or abusive behaviour or communication through social media and other channels, and to ban them from the school. Would you do that? Would you ban parents from coming onto the school grounds?
I've done it once, even at this school a few years ago. I had a grandparent, actually, who believed that her grandson had been tripped over at a cross-country event, and he was being, in her view, being bullied. It actually wasn't the case, but she wasn't going to listen to that. And she was very verbally abusive to me, and her sign-off to me was, "I'm going to get you, Missy." And so I actually, with the department's strong backing, actually wrote her a letter banning her from coming to the school under a different system, because she was just dreadful and terrible with the parents, with the other teachers and so on as well. So unfortunately it is necessary from time to time. I would hope in my setting not much, but sometimes there's a high level of anxiety out in the community that can really put pressure on people to behave in ways they may not normally.
Do you think principals and teachers are given the training they need to deal with this new level of violence and aggression, or is there no training capable of dealing with that?
I think it's an area that probably needs to be stepped up a little bit as it's becoming more commonplace. I'm not sure how old you are, Virginia, but I'm nearly 60, and so if I go back to my experience of being at school as a student, this would never have happened. You know, if there was any concern about behaviours at school, it would have been me that was in trouble, not the principal or the teachers or so on. So there has been a real shift, and I think as a community we need to recognise that there may need to be some training in that space a little bit more than there is at the moment.
Well,
knowing how to handle it.
Glenda, I'm really glad you kicked off our discussion this morning. Listen to this on text. I was punched in the face at a parent-teacher interview. When I was pregnant, I was kicked in the stomach by a parent.
Yes.
I am no longer a teacher. You just said yes. Mm. What do you mean?
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. No, it's sad, isn't it? It really is sad.
It's shocking.
Yeah, and I think parents are wanting to be an advocate for their child. There may be a whole lot of other things at play that we're not aware of that's going on in their life. And schools have become a little like the local church, really, that isn't sort of available anymore to the degree it used to be. So they feel that this is their place and that they can come and behave in such a way. You know, we're the focal, especially primary schools, because parents are very involved at that level. So it's only a small minority of parents who do this, but unfortunately they have a pretty big impact and can affect the psyche of principals and teachers to make them want to step away from the profession.
As we're hearing here.
Really sad.
Glenda, good to talk to you this morning. Thank you for making time for us, and good luck to you and your school community.
Oh, thank you very much, Virginia. It's my pleasure.
Glenda Harry there, who's the principal of Orchard Grove Primary School.